All right. Well, did Ukraine kill Alexei Navalny? The reason we think this now is because they're saying that he died of natural causes. That's weird, right? This is a case of shifty narratives and also a whodunit. When we had Gilbert Doctorow on last week to talk about this, now he thinks the Brits did it. And what he said was possibly they could have used any of these Ukrainian spies inside of Russia because they can pass. They speak perfect Russian. They have no accent. And so now Ukraine is coming out and saying, oh no, guy died of natural causes. When he was on this program, and we're going to show you that in a second, I said, this is like an episode of Stranger Things with, you know, the Russian spies and all of that, and an episode of Bourne Identity put together, but it is not fiction. It's crazy. So let's see if we can unpack this. And it's a matter of whodunit. On the one hand, it's not funny, even though he was kind of an odious character, because he was used by the West and it would seem was assassinated when he used up his youth value, when the gum lost its flavor, so to speak. And on the other hand, it's wild, right? So I don't want it to seem like I'm super intrigued like this, like a spy novel. But at the same time, I want to look at, I think it's a lesson for us in how the West chews up and spits out people like this. And it's dangerous. Lesson to you, if they come along and offer you to be the next Alexei Navalny, don't do it. This is how you'll end up, right? Somebody in our chat the other day said, take a dirt nap is what they call it.
A dirt nap?
Right? Means you die, basically. Yes. Okay. So Ukraine intelligence confirmed this week that Alexei Navalny died of a blood clot, as reported by the Federal Penitentiary Service of Russia. Here's Ukraine's intelligence chief, Krylo Budinov, saying this to the press.
І ГУР мається на увазі, і вам особисто, як вбили Навального? І чи, ну, сумніви є?
Я можу вас розчарувати, але те, що нам відомо...
So he's saying, I may disappoint you, but what we know...
Більш-менш підтверджено.
Is that he actually died from a blood clot. I may disappoint you. I know that's not what you want to hear.
Well, why would he say this when President Biden and all Western allies are saying, oh no, Putin killed him. For sure he was assassinated. And now Ukraine, which is aligned with the West, is saying, nope. Natural causes, we know it, sorry. Well, this is fishy because the West is using the Navalny conspiracy to ramp up war with Russia. The West wants Navalny to have been a victim of abuse. And this guy, again, aligned with the West, is saying that Russia was not responsible then for Navalny's death, specifically Putin, who they want that story so badly. And it lends credence to the theory that maybe the West did have something to do with it. Just to remind you, the U.S. government and Western press loves to say that Navalny was Putin's biggest enemy and that Putin tried to poison him personally in 2020. None of those things could be corroborated. The poisoning was never proven. Navalny was certainly not Putin's biggest enemy. He was barely a fly in Putin's world. On those long-standing lies, I refer you to this video we did after his death was announced just a few weeks ago. So let's just agree that the West tells lies regularly about Alexei Navalny, and now we can consider why they may be telling the truth or a new lie, right? So the lie about him being poisoned by Novichok in 2020, we know that has a bunch of holes in it. Now they're saying his death was natural, which makes me think that's a lie and he was assassinated. Is it possible that he died of a blood clot? Sure, it's possible. Blood clots are going around, as they say. But also, his blood work was published in The Lancet after his alleged poisoning in 2020, showing that he was not a healthy man. This was the journal article that was published after his treatment. It showed that he was on medication for liver problems. He had indication of possible cancerous tumors. He had pancreatitis. He was on medication usually associated with people with Parkinson's disease. Now, last week,
people wanted to know where this, I'm seeing the chat, someone's, where did you get this information? It's right here on your screen. It's from The Lancet, which is?
It's a weekly medical journal. and they published his blood work after he was evaluated and treated at a hospital in Germany. Now, and we talked about how they were never able to prove Novichok. Plus, Novichok, you don't just accidentally not die from Novichok.
It's, one drop of it will kill an elephant.
It's pretty stinking poisonous.
And
yeah,
everyone in the room...
Don't just get over it.
Everyone in the room needs to be fully in a hazmat suit if it even is close by.
Or if they suspect it, right. So they're saying that all these doctors suspected Novichok, but no one ever geared up, which is weird. Okay, where was I? Oh, last week we asked political scientist Gilbert Doctorow about the possibility that Navalny's death was not because of fair play, and maybe it was because of these pre-existing health conditions, and he just could not get on board with this possibility. Watch. Is there maybe a possibility that he just, it was his time? I don't know. He still was pretty young. I don't put a lot of stock into that either. Your face shows no.
Yeah. Well, look, the timing is just too good.
Yeah.
As I said, it's the anniversary of the Skripal case in a former Russian election. The Skripal case was all about Novichok, which was being made in a chemical warfare laboratory very close to Salisbury, where they were, where the Skripal father and daughter fell ill, and we have the coincidence that Mr. Navalny's wife, now widow, who just happened to be in Munich at the time, so that she could make a guest appearance and condemn Mr. Putin for his vicious murder of her husband. These are very nice coincidences. But let's go back to your question about his being ill. Yes, he was a sick man. Some of it may have been from genetic or other bad luck illness, chronic illnesses that he came down with. But it is also widely known that Mr. Navalny took narcotics. It is also known that his, because people have asked, oh, how could the Brits possibly have brought some poison into this very remote place under close watch? It was a high security prison colony, after all. How could they do that? Well, I'd like to mention one detail, that Mr. Navalny's lawyer saw him 2 days before he died. And it is not inconceivable that he was used, he was duped by British intelligence agents or other intelligence agencies to give Mr. Navalny some medication or some narcotics or who knows what, which he took in good faith. Now, the other possibility, which is, I think, is very real, in answer to questions, again, how could the British do this, is that the British have very close cooperation with Ukrainian intelligence agents across Russia. And there are many such agents. We know that because of very little discussed, but real cases of sabotage that are going on daily in various places across the enormous expanse of the Russian Federation. And these cases of sabotage, of course, are being carried out by people in the pay of Ukrainian intelligence agents or the agents themselves.
Okay. So that tracks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying it's possible the British wanted this done because they're off the leash from the American government, and they are very close with the Ukrainians, and that the Ukrainians could have got this done very easily. And then right on cue, the Ukrainians come out and say, oh no, totally natural, right? It was natural. So it isn't even... It's not that crazy, right? Now the Ukrainians are saying, poor Navalny, one of those things, don't know what happened. What Doctorow says in this video, which I hope you'll watch and seek out under this title, he says the Brits did it again because they are motivated to help Ukraine. They thought it was good timing. They could blame this on Russia. He says that Russia has and will continue to respond because, as odious as Navalny was, he's still a Russian citizen and they cannot have their citizens murdered on their own soil. You can find more of Doctorow's great writing on his Substack. It's called the Armageddon Newsletter. I'd like to refer you to this. Now, so is it just, are the Ukrainians implicating themselves here? What do you think?
It's so, It's so fishy. I just find the timing so odd. But it comes right at a moment when Congress is debating the merits of sending another $60 billion to Ukraine. So they need this propaganda on their side. They need us to believe that Putin killed Navalny, right? This is part of their narrative.
But if
narrative.
The Ukrainians are now saying he didn't, that blows a hole in that narrative. And right. It's like, then why did they need him dead?
Exactly.
Well, I guess who is that guy that's saying it? Like, is he...
Well, he's,
you know,
he's from Ukrainian.
Well,
defense.
He's Ukrainian intelligence. So this is like their CIA, which is run by our CIA. Now, he's not saying anything, of course, unless our CIA tells him to say it. So, again, it's absolutely fascinating. How is he saying this? Our CIA runs the show there. I mean, make no mistake about it. Right. Just read the New York Times over the past few days to see the CIA's station operations inside of Ukraine. So I don't know. It's very interesting to me. And then just a few minutes ago, Mike Johnson came out of the White House and just announced that he's not sending any more money to Ukraine. He told President Biden in a one-on-one door, closed door meeting, I'm not sending any more money to Ukraine unless we shut down the southern border. Like, he's like, Mr. President, I understand your position on Ukraine. Sorry, we're not doing it. So they need this. They're begging for this money. This seems like it's a weird thing to come out and say.
But that's only how it affects the United States, right? And so could it have been just the UK and Ukraine saying Navalny has used up his usefulness, let's get rid of him, move on, maybe we can have a new Navalny, maybe we can revive this through his wife, maybe we can, I don't know.
Well, yeah, there is a new Navalny rising in Russia right now, and if this Navalny is behind bars, that doesn't serve, it doesn't really help their cause at all to run against Putin, right? And to lead an opposition party in any kind of larger way out of prison. So
it's very Italian mafia that, like, no natural causes, right?
Yeah, it was a blood clot.
Yeah,
people asking how many jabs did he
get? Look, if we don't start saying that it was natural causes, there's enough information pointing back to the CIA. We need to squash this narrative right now. We tried to say it was Putin, but it's falling apart. The narrative's falling apart. There's too much information. So let's just say it was natural causes and go about our day.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Philip, and maybe also it's that they don't want, now we're going to investigate the body. We want to do a deeper dive on his corpse and look into this. And
exactly.
you're going to clearly see that there's UK and Ukrainian intelligence operation that killed the guy. And they're like, nope, he's dead. Natural causes. Let's move on. You don't need to look at the body at all.
How do you clearly see that? Let's let Philip talk. He's been trying to jump in.
Has he?
No, that's fine. I started to. Yeah. I think a good indicator of this will be if the U.S. politicians remain silent on it, then I imagine this intelligence chief will just quietly disappear. And so I think that'll be a good indication as to where the truth is if we don't acknowledge it and that guy just, you never hear from him again, because that right. tells you that we definitely had something to do with it, because, you know, it's not like they're going to say, hey, they killed Navalny, who is, you know, according to like the U.S., like, was this great man. He's dead now because of Putin. And if they're like, actually, no, it was natural causes, and they don't, what do they do? Come out and say, oh, we got it wrong, but still, Putin sucks. You know,
or if Zelensky is quiet on it and doesn't undercut his intelligence chief.
Because something Zelensky said was Navalny today, the rest of Europe tomorrow, right? What happened to him is going to happen to the rest of us. Oh, natural causes? Never mind. We don't care about him. Screw that guy.
I guess that still rings true on a long enough timeline. Eventually, everybody after 60 years will die of something.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of assassinations, I want to bring your attention to this because a man has reportedly been arrested in Moscow for a failed assassination attempt on journalist Tucker Carlson. The man says in this video that he was offered $4,000 from Ukraine to plant a car bomb to target Carlson while he was in Russia in a parking garage. We'll watch what he says, but I want to point out that the Gateway pundit even says that these reports are unconfirmed. But again, it tracks what Dr. O said about Ukrainians passing as Russians and carrying out these spy missions, assassination missions inside of Russia.
Я Васильев Петр Алексеевич, 88 года рождения, уроженец Подольска. В ноябре 23 года был завербован сотрудником ГУ Украины через сеть интернет. Проходил обучение работе в спецсвеке со спецсвязи, сбора подрыва взрывных устройств, а также работе с тенниками. 31 января аккумулятор получил задание забрать стыдненькое взрывное устройство и использовать его снято от древа автомобиля.
Что вам обещали?
Здесь нужно раздение $4000.
Где должно было быть применено взрывное устройство?
На подземной парковке отеля Four Seasons в Москве. Необходимо было забрать взрывное устройство из тайника и заложить его в транспорт.
Против кого планировалось применить взрывное устройство?
Ну, нас сообщили.
Сейчас вы знаете, кто был целью?
Да, американский журналист Такер Карлсон.
Что пошло не так?
На этапе подготовки был задержан. Содеянно мы скажем.
Seems very strange. I'm sorry for what I did. I was, and it was all like point by point by point. This is
scripted. Scripted, clearly. Yeah. So strange, right? These are strange things. We're not telling you we have answers. We're telling you we have tons more questions. I'm sure you do too. So let us know what your questions are. What you think. Is it in fact spy novel-esque?
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.